Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Our phone lines here is 221-1402, and it is Chaotic Friday. If you've got a subject, we don't care what it is, call in, let us know. We are ready to rock today. Okay, wait a minute. Let's see which one of our thousands of people in the studio we should talk to here. Okay, Frosty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
It's a good Friday, but for you, every Friday's good Friday.
Yeah, actually, today has been pretty good for me. My eyes don't hurt too much.
Well, you know what? You can actually see the color of your eyes today.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool.
Let's see. Yeah, and of course, the person who is nearest and dearest to my heart, Linda.
Good morning, and may I say, happy Good Friday. It is going to be a very fun-filled weekend. Hopefully you will call your family and you'll take a moment and go to that place where you are grateful for all that you have. You know, I just kind of want to bring something up that kind of, well, first of all, the cheapest gas in town is at 7-Eleven. Let's just go there.
Which one?
I don't know.
Are they all the same?
Oh. 7-Eleven.
Okay.
So, I don't even know where there's a 7-Eleven. But anyway, that's where the cheapest gas is. There may be one near you. Okay, so it's one of those things that I kind of want to start today off with. You can't really judge a book by its cover. How many people bashed Bush in these last 8 years? How many people opposed us being in Iraq and the military? We need to get out of there, blah, blah, blah. Well, today in the headlines, Obama is seeking $83.4 billion for wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Hey, pretty good, huh, Frosty?
Seems
great
that once he got in there, he's looking at, well, he sees exactly what's going on, pressing for special troop funding that he opposed 2 years ago when he was senator and George Bush was president.
There's a lot of times that it's easy to stand on the sidelines and throw rocks, go, I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't do that. But you get into the seat when you're the quarterback or you're the coach, guess what? Now that all that responsibility is on your back. And then you look at it and you go, oh my God, he was right. And, but you know, the people, I'm sure you don't see the New York Times, their headline, Bush is right. Bush was right. You're never going to see that. You know, and one of the things about Bush, no matter what you say, I mean, and he made a lot of mistakes, come on. But, you know, he made a stand. And the thing is that they finally figured out how to fight and win that war in Iraq. And, you know, we just lost five soldiers over there yesterday in a car bombing. So the war's not over. But compared to what it was 2 years ago, it is so different. So different.
Well, you know, and also yesterday when we were at Adamson's Peak Performance and we were working out there, that's all you could see on the monitor was about the U.S. hostages and the Somali
pirates. Yeah.
And according to what I'm reading today, it's that they're still being held hostage or the captain is still being held hostage. If you're watching TV or you've heard anything different, please keep us abreast here in the next hour so we know exactly what's going on as far as, has he been released?
Well, you know, what's also
Aaron
some other
right
things
in.
That happened. Some other things that have happened is that more pirates are approaching the boat, the ship, and they're bringing more hostages with them. So, hey, look, this is Carl on the bottom, Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have a lot of hostages here in Reading to a lot of things. Join us when we get back. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bot here. Phone lines here are 221-1402. And if you're out of the area, our phone lines are now 1-800-521-1989. That's right. We've got an 800 number here because we stream and we also go all the way up to Cedarville and all the way down to Williams.
Ooh.
We are on the move. Okay, Rose. Here's your chance. Keep it clean or I'll 86 you forever.
Morning, Glory. What a treat. Have I reached the soulmate soul patrol?
Yes.
Okay. Got to have a chuckle, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, why does Rush Limbaugh retain all his vitamins?
Why?
Because he's always steamed.
Oh.
I have a good one called, and you need to be worried.
Okay.
Why should tongue piercings be mandatory for women?
I don't know why. Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Rose. Charles, you're on.
Well, enlighten us.
I don't follow the Record Searchlight all the time, but I think I saw that on a some kind of blog or something, that he said that he was going to go to court if they didn't get the money, something like that. Well, the thing about it is the legislature knew when they put these propositions up it wasn't going to work, so. Suing, no, because that's going to end up costing us everybody more money. I mean, you sue yourself. I mean, why would you do that? But, one of the things I'd like to find out is where all the lottery money goes to. I mean, exactly, because it's supposed to go to education, and yet it seems to be more and more of it. But, O'Connell was here because, for a positive reason, first of all, he was going to give out, I think he gave out plaques to four schools for being outstanding schools in California. And then this ended it up, yeah. Yeah. What happened?
Well, the state Supreme Court in Carson City, as I recall,
agreed with him?
Yeah.
Said he didn't need 2/3 of a majority?
Yeah, they said that, public education was entitlement superseded the Constitution's 2/3 requirement.
Yeah. Oh, so that's where it's coming from. Okay. This could be huge. Yeah. Well, this is kind of scary, huh, Charles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for calling and bringing that up to us, because this is going to be something we'll follow from now on. Well, I think that's probably the way, because Record Searchlight is, we don't follow it all the time. But, yeah. And Sato. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, Charles, thanks very much for your phone call. You bet. Oh, you know what? There's just all types of little things here. Speaking of California and suing and taxes. Here's a couple of little things. I don't know if y'all ever noticed this, but that California has the highest income tax rates of any state in the country. And the legislature raised them in February to help close, this $42 billion deficit that also requires deep spending cuts and additional borrowing. Our state top income tax rate now is 10.425%, which is 1.5 percentage points higher than second place Rhode Island. And rises to 10.55% if certain economic triggers are hit. Now, this is California income tax. This is not your federal income tax. Most U.S. states have a top rate of less than 7%, and 7 collect no income taxes at all. California lawmakers, our men and women that we're paying a lot of money to, also boosted the state sales tax 8.25%, nearly doubled the vehicle license fee, and sharply reduced the tax credit for dependents.
We got to take a short break, babe, but we're going to come back and we're going to tell you our beef with Wells Fargo.
Oh, yeah. Wells Fargo. You know what?
Are we out?
In every place that you see in all these movies, it's the robbers that hold up Wells Fargo. It ain't exactly like that.
Are we lashing out today or what? Anyway, join us on the other side. This is Carla Lindabot, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400.
We want anger from you.
KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS, Carl Lindabot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Finest Tobacco Emporium, Espresso Joe's. You can get any type of coffee you like. Joe and Shelley are providing space out there for the Missing in America project here next week, and also for our truck, which is getting painted.
We are so fired up about that. Let's talk to Edith, who is majorly involved in fixing this truck up. Good morning, Edith.
Edith is the spark plug of the group here. You know, when I came back, I've never been, you know, I have not been this dirty since I was in combat for, you know, for 4 months at a time.
Like I was not believing he was under a truck?
Yeah. It was like, I tell you, it couldn't have been too much of a full face shot since it was up in, and my whole face was in the, underneath the transmission pan. Okay. All right, let me talk about this a little bit. Again, for people who are just tuning in or you're not quite sure how crazy we are, we've taken a truck, mainly RJ and Edith, who are the ones that are steaming this, and then Steve and his son, Steve Jr. We're building this truck for a race that's going to be April 24th, and all the proceeds are going to the Missing in America project.
And we're racing it, Carl and Linda.
And Linda just went out and bought us two red racing suits with red shoes and red gloves, which I can't wait to, you know, I mean, people just need to come out just to see that.
And I'm going
to
put on a boy size 7 because they don't sell girl sizes. But anyway, it's a 200 lap enduro race. And you got to do it in 2 hours. And you know what? We are going to finish this race.
We are. And we're going to bump and grind whatever it takes to get around that track. But Edith. Okay. Okay. The helmet's not. Okay. Well, you know, I hope I don't run around on fire. You know what I mean? I'm going to.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Now this thing is. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you about this roll cage. This isn't just a roll cage. Steve's making this so it's like, you know, you can't get into it with a tank if you hit us, which is probably pretty good the way we drive. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay, what we're going to do is, it's being painted out there at Precision Auto Body, out there by the airport, by Jose and his gang. They're going to do that. But I was going to thank a lot of people, but since you got us started on this, and we'll go with this then, is, okay.
All right, thanks,
Edith. Thanks a lot.
Happy Easter.
You too, take care. All right. You know, people are really coming up, and Franklin Auto Parts came in with a whole bunch of stuff for the truck. They want to support the veterans, too. You know, I want to thank Michael and all of the gang at Franklin Auto Parts. I mean, they are just, you know, an alternator, cables, you know, tranny fluid, you know, other things, gauges.
After a while, that stuff gets costly.
Yeah, you know, it goes back again, too, and you get things like, you know, from Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster. And, you know, he's down on Market Street, but he gave $500. He donated $500 for that tailgate. And what a great, you know, effort that was. What a great, you know, thing to do. And it's a tough economy. But, you know, it goes to, you know, just, you know, to people like Ruth Ann. Ruth Ann's, you know, putting in her amount of money, you know, get her name on it, too. I mean, it's just everybody is helping. Anyway.
And by the way, the doors and the hood and the top of the truck are still available for those larger donations.
That's right.
What do you think? Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to Daniel. Okay, Daniel, what you got? You have a phone, right? So you can call next week, too.
Okay. Where are you going? Nice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, probably a good choice.
Hey, you know what? You couldn't pay me to go to Mexico.
Okay. Right, well, now. What's up? We
Well, you know, the thing, too, is that the problem I see with the higher you put the taxes is then people start having, like, a shadow economy. You know, we were in Croatia this past, you know, last year. Their tax rate's like 65% because they have, you know, health care and everything else. So what people have done is they claim a lot less money, and they start taking barter, and they start being, taking cash. But, hey, look, we got to take a break here, Daniel. Just hang on. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. That's right, Dan and Julia. By the way, they're looking for high school students to be spokesmodels, where they get all kinds of free stuff. Seniors and friends, get your stuff free today and call them 243-4301. Daniel, are you still on the line? All right, so finish up your thoughts. Please.
Well, I imagine it is. I mean, you know, but the thing is that, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, I hope. Now, I hope it's not a train coming at us, but it's, the thing is that, you know, something like Wells Fargo, you know, for the first time, the bank made the largest profit it has ever made. I think, how much was it?
Oh, well, listen, Wells Fargo is expected to, in their first quarter, making an earnings of $3 billion. Let me tell you something. My husband, Carl Bott, over there, picked up the phone when he saw a little investment that I've had with him since 2000, and I've just left it in there. And when we opened it up and we saw how much seepage, suckage, just the sound of
money being lost in that account.
You should have heard Carl calling up the guy and talking about what is up with that.
Yeah, I said, you know, here, hey, Wells Fargo, you all made the biggest profit you've ever made, and why is my wife losing money on her account? Well, you know, she's in a money market account, and if you were a stockholder in Wells Fargo, I mean, if it was Wells Fargo, I said, Wells Fargo, this isn't a Wells Fargo account. This is, says Wells Fargo. Why isn't she getting part of that $3 billion?
At one time I could have bought a car, now I can probably buy a key.
You can fill it up, I guess.
A copy of a key to stick into one that may work, and or maybe a hubcap.
Two hubcaps.
Yeah.
Good. Oh yeah, that's it is. Anyway, okay, Daniel, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You be safe next week.
No, we need some positive stuff.
Okay, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, that kind of stuff, just, you know what, you know, they're out there to keep people from getting in there and killing a lot of innocents. And so, you know, they're heroes, and when they get, you know, they were just in the wrong spot at the wrong time. That is such crap.
Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, because after a while, it seems to be the norm to become numb to that kind of wordage. So thank you.
We should never, ever
get
numb to Russell. Never. Those guys are out
there sacrificing. I just, that burns me up. Well, I tell you what, we got some more stuff we're rocking with here. So thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
Take care, Carl.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, you know, some other things. You know, the Missing in America Project, which is going on there today, They are going to be at Wonder Bread store beginning at 10 o'clock. They go from 10 to 2, selling T-shirts. They've got all types of things going there.
They had some barbecues. They had a bunch of stuff going on this week, a bunch of fundraisers.
And Saturday, they're going to be at Iron Burger out there on Airport Road. And Dutch Brothers, they're going to have a bunch of stuff going there, too. I tell you what.
I think Dutch Brothers is, if you buy, for every cup of coffee, I heard this, every cup of coffee you buy at Dutch Brothers during this Missing in America fundraiser they're doing, that they're going to donate something for every cup of coffee that's bought. That's cool.
I think it's great.
Getting down on community spirit.
And then on tomorrow, Shasta Outlets, some more of that show and shine stuff is going to be there from 10 to 4 p.m. out there, too. There's a lot of people are working really hard to support the Missing in America project and what they're doing. But again, it's reaching out right here, what we have right here in our community. You know, you just got to love it here.
You know what? Our former caller, that just a thought process here for me, is that earlier in the week, or conversations that you and I have had, is that how we feel disappointed in the fact that our media and even in our government, not to be bashers, your bashing is uncomfortable, but when you change words around to make it sound less than or not as important as, and our gentleman in the call just before this had just mentioned that that's proof of, they just happened to be there at the wrong time, rather than these brave heroes, brothers and sisters, our veterans that are serving the country. Let us bow our heads and take a moment of silence for five of our American citizens that just lost their life in a bomb.
Whoa, baby.
I mean, that's the truth.
Well, you know, when you start calling terrorist acts man-made disasters by Janet Neapolitano, who is head of Homeland Security, something wrong with that. Now, let me ask another question. You know, everybody's had a chance to see this. So what do you think? Did Obama bow to the Saudi king or not?
Deal. I don't need to.
You know what? And here's the reason I'm saying that is that they're saying the White House is going, no, he's just kind of leaning over there because he wouldn't be so tall. But you know what the Arab countries think? They don't believe that. The Arab country, I think, in fact, is in Saudi Arabia. The media understands. They said Obama did indeed bow in the presence of King Abdullah and appreciates the deference. Obama wished to demonstrate his respect and appreciation of the personality of King Abdullah, who has made one of the most important calls in the modern era, namely the call for interfaith and intercultural dialogue to defuse the hatred, conflicts, and wars. Right. You ever heard of Wahhabist in your country there, King Abdul? They're the ones that are exporting terrorism and hatred throughout the world. And you know what? You're supporting it. Well, we're kind of supporting it, too, because we keep putting money back into the Middle East when we don't have to. You know, we could really cut back on the money that we send back to the Middle East. We've got the ability here to drill. We've got the ability to start putting nuclear out there, to start using the solar, to start using wind power. But, no, we continue to fund everything they're doing back there.
Has there ever been a time, and I'm not sure, has there ever been a time that our head of state, our president of the United States, who supposedly is the most powerful figure in the world, has ever bowed just to, I know it's traditional in Japanese culture to bow, have we ever seen that before?
You know, if it's something like, shaking hands, that kind of thing, they bow, you bow. Okay, I can maybe understand that. But, and you know what? I don't know if he bowed or not because I wasn't there. I was not there to see it. But what I saw, it looked like he bowed. It looked like it. I don't know why he would have done that. I mean, I don't think they bowed to the Queen. There was a number of faux pas that they had throughout the their trip here. I mean, that whoever's handling their how to do things, and how to meet and greet the different people. It was kind of maybe a breakdown in that a little bit.
Because evidently there is a correct way to genuflect. I'm not sure. Maybe someone can teach me how to do that soon. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Let us know your thoughts. 221-1402. It is Rant and Open Friday, so just let it rip. It's Carlin and Abbott here. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Underbot. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry 2225.
When you do that, it's like a little Hilltop. Lady.
Little lady. Hilltop Drive. Fort Wins Jewelry will buy your gold, too, and give you top prices in town. Bring in your gold and take a look at it. Either rework your jewelry, buy new stuff, but they are buying gold. All right. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, we're rocking. Uh-huh. It looked like he bowed, didn't it? Uh-huh. Well, you know what? They are supporting the Wahhabists. The Wahhabists are the ones that years ago, you know, decades ago, when they were, everybody was fighting for control of Saudi Arabia, the Saudi kings, or that branch of the family, went to the Wahhabists, who are a very fundamental part of the religion, and they threw their weight behind them. The Wahhabists did. And the Wahhabists are the ones that started building the mosque throughout the world back in the 60s. Which has resulted in a lot of hatred and a lot of violence, I believe, in things that I've read. And the Saudis have bankrolled it.
Well, you know, Kelly's watching the video as we speak right now, and he's shaking his head back and forth. No. What, Kelly?
I don't think he bowed.
Okay.
Why do you say you don't think he bowed?
Look at that part right there, Kelly, when he went all the way down.
I don't think he bowed. It looks like he just kind of lowered his head. You know?
No. Look at this one. That
when
one.
I think of bowing, I think of, like, getting on a knee or something.
Oh,
No. No, he bowed all the way to us from his waist there. Yeah. Now, you know what? In Japan, you know, you bow, and but they both do it. It's a mutual thing. But
right.
In this one, yeah. Well, we are not at war with the Islamic people. No. Yeah. Oh, no, you know, you're right. It just goes around. You know, and the thing is that if they did not have oil, if there was not oil in the Middle East, there would not be a terrorist problem right now.
Which just blows my mind, because we have oil right here in the United States. What are we even doing over there with that stuff?
Yeah.
We got it right here.
Okay, hey, John, we got to run. We got people up.
Thanks.
Hey,
you
have
too.
A great weekend.
Smile.
Hey, Norm, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Haven't seen you and your lovely wife since a boondocker ball.
Well.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
A lot, Norm.
Anyway, I'm calling about this thing with the ship and three terrorists that come out here in a rubber raft. There's a few of us over the hill guys that would be happy to sit on a fantail with a 22, and we'd hold them off. We could probably throw rocks at them and hold them off.
Well, you know. Well, you know, the thing, you know, being a cargo ship, it's not a warship. They're all cargo ships.
There's 10 guys on there. There's only three that climbed up there.
Yeah.
A grappling hook up there. They could have thrown it off.
Oh, you know, they also use water cannons to keep them away. They've also used, they've outrun them before because they don't have very big boats. But so.
I mean, if they need somebody to stand on the fence, I'll be happy to go out there and get
them. Yeah, but, you know, here's my question. Is it, I guess it's against the law. I know this is going to probably. No. Thank you.
Thanks, Norm.
And so I guess my point is that thank you so much. I love that, you know, passionate man there who's just like, hey, it's really simple. It's black and white. I mean, if you have a ship and you have cargo on it and you think that you could be in a hostage situation,
right,
or taken, or your stuff that's on your ship is being threatened, why can't you shoot them?
You can't. Here's the thing is, they could put
self-defense.
They could put people on those ships to, you know, with machine guns and, you know, standoff weapons to take them on. I don't know why they don't do that. I think they could. I think there's a, you know, we do, there's a, there's There's companies out there, whether you like them or not, private military companies that provide security for maritime operations. They could do that. Now, I think what happens in the ships is that if they have people that are shooting and the bad guys are shooting back with rocket-propelled grenades, it could destroy cargo, it could do a number of things. However, if you've got a reach-out capability, that may be able to work. But my question is what are we doing right now about that brave captain who put his life on the line for his crew? And we got to take a quick break, and as soon as we get back, we're going to get to Bruce. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS, and it's Friday. Bruce, good morning.
Morning.
Are you going to believe what you see or what I tell you?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah, hey. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It should. Well, you know what? That's a great one. And, you know, we're going to look it up and we're going to put it on a link on our website, freefireradio.com.
Legistorin.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
L-E-G-I-S-T.
Well, we'll find it.
O-R-I-N?
Something like that. We'll find it. But you know what? That's good because then you can kind of watch and see what happens. Because, you know, when they were freezing salaries, so how they got around that was by giving bonuses. Isn't that something?
By the way, earlier when we said the cheapest gas in town, if you're counting your pennies like most of us are, $2.17 today, $7.11 on Eureka. It is Eureka Way.
That's not too far from where we live. So, what else? Okay, we've got, it's a Friday. It's a great day.
Good Friday. It's
Good Friday, but it's
Easter.
A little bit overcast, a little bit of rain.
Yeah, but it's Easter weekend.
That's true.
So, there's going to be a bunny at the mall, a bunny at Yak's. Take your kids. I wonder if they're going to have a bunny at PetSmart because I loved it, you know, taking the doggy in and getting a picture with the Easter bunny.
That dog. That 6.2-pound dog. I have, if anybody could call in, that knows about dogs and, you know, anatomy, could call in and ever let me know how a 6.2-pound dog can defecate 12 pounds a day. I haven't figured that out yet. I mean... Anyway, everywhere. I'm cleaning up stuff everywhere in the yard. Okay.
That's a great way to close the day.
Well, it's not.
Positive note.
Okay, our guest Monday will be Mike Warren from Turtle Bay, former Reading City Supervisor, now Director out there at Turtle Bay.
Perfect.
He's going to come in and talk about the changes that are going on out there.
Perfect time to be posing your questions this weekend so that you can call in on Monday morning and ask the man himself. Yourself, what he thinks, why, and when, and how, and if.
And next week, of course, is Cool April Nights. There's all types of stuff going on, and the truck will be painted. We'll have that on the...
It's going to be a wild week.
We're going to have that on our website, and we're going to be doing personal appearances with the truck so people come out and see us. Now, if you want to give money, it's all tax deductible. Just send us a check.
So I can stuff my size 7 men's boots.
Yeah. Send us a check to MIAP to us right here at the radio station. Just go, Free Fire Radio at 3360 Alta Mesa Drive, Reading 96002. And all this goes right to the Missing in America Project. And get your name on the truck. And, you know, and being strictly mercenary here, the more money you send, the bigger your name is. Of course, the tailgate's taken by Crackmaster Window Repair.
Well, we just want to thank you once again. Carl and Linda Bott here. Always know that you can go to our website. We love getting receiving your thoughts. Okay. And also we have some future guests that we're going to book from things that you bring to our attention. An author, a doctor, of subject matters So always remember, go to freefireradio.com and contact with us with your thoughts. Yeah. And the reason I'm telling you that on Good Friday, the weekend's hanging out. There's going to be, you know, a lot of people that are going to have a lot of things that are to come across their desk this weekend.
You know, or you can call us at 530-241-2682 and also leave messages. Okay, we got this in, and we do read things from our listeners. There's about 40 million people over 50 in the workforce. If you paid each one of them $1 million apiece severance pay, you have these stipulations, though. They have to leave their job, so now you've got 40 million job openings. You get everybody there, unemployment's fixed. They all buy a new American car, so you get 40 million cars bought. So you get the auto industry fixed. And they either buy their house, buy a house, or pay off their mortgage. Housing crisis is fixed. And you know what? It really saves a lot of money. So you don't have to spend $4.3 trillion. It's been a great week, and next week we've got, like we said, Mike Warren. We've got a doctor that's going to talk about what's happening with the mass killings. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?